The spotlight is on Dublin because, of course, the Special Olympics are happening there. I want to speak to Hugh, who's on line one, Hugh Whiteside. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Frank.
The buzz, I imagine, is pretty loud. Just tell us what's happening, Hugh.
Yeah, well, I'll just on the loudspeaker there. No, it's very good now. There's quite a good crowd here. Could have had a better weather, Frank, to be honest. But no, it's all happening. It's very good now. Finley's just done his long jump, and we're waiting now. He's doing the 50-metre sprint, so we're just waiting on that.
Good stuff. Well, what a time to talk to you, just when the woman on the loudspeaker would decide to make all the announcements. Hugh's son, Finley, taking part in the sprinting and the long jump. Hugh, just explain to us why the Special Olympics is so special.
Well, Frank, it's for, you know, a young child growing up with, in Finley's case, Down syndrome, you know, they come through an awful lot, you know, in early stages of life. And that, I mean, Finley himself came through, you know, he was on oxygen for 8 years. He had major heart surgery. And then, you know, to come through all that and to get to a point where, you know, you can represent, you know, just represent himself, represent the school, represent this community and things like that. And to get to a point now where he's at the Olympics with all these other kids, it's just great to see. You can see the joy on all their faces, and it's fantastic.
It is. I've been to it a few times. It is a fantastic event. And some of these young people will actually go on to win a trip the whole way to the Middle East for the World Games.
Yes, if they get through today and tomorrow, then the aim is to go to Abu Dhabi in March, I think, March 2019. So that's the aim, and today it's all the provinces: Ulster, Leinster, Connacht, Munster, and Eastern Division. So they're all competing against each other, and may the best one win.
Totally. Hugh, enjoy it. Regards to Finley, waiting to take part in his sprint as well, and to all the hundreds of other young Special Olympians from Ulster who are competing. And well done to everyone who's been fundraising to assist them, and well done to everyone who's down there as a mentor as well. The Special Olympics on in Dublin over the next couple of days, and let's hope they bring home plenty of medals. Right, it's coming up on 25 to 12. Gary's got a point that he wants to make. Morning, Gary. What's on your mind?
Morning, Francis. Just good luck to young Finley down there. Finley's a character about the shankle here, so he is, as is his dad, Big Norman's brother, Shuey. But Shuey, you had Shuey on there, and I maybe just missed him. He deserves a queer bit of praise too, Frank. Just with hard work alone, Shuey has went, and this is probably the best way to describe it, Shuey has went in a year from a sage Stephen Nolan to a sage Frank Mitchell.
That's some change.
Yes, honest to God. You wouldn't. People walk by him in the street at the minute and don't know him. Literally, neighbours and all that haven't seen him in a couple of months wouldn't know him. If you were speaking to Shuey a year ago and Shuey now face to face, you just wouldn't know the fella. So a lot of praise has to go to Finley's dad or Shuey as well. And Finley's a great character, so he's well known about the shankle here.
I presume Hugh's not still on the other line, are you, Hugh?
I am, Frank, yeah.
You're getting... first of all, he's calling you Shuey. How did they ever come to call you Shuey?
Well, everybody who's called Hugh in Belfast, I think, is called Shuey.
And how did you lose the weight, Hugh?
Oh, Frank, I lost it over a period of... I lost 9 stone 4 pound over... 11 months, just from April 2017 to around February, March time. Now, I've put a wee bit on before the girls in work there say anything, but I'm getting a wee bit too fond of the cakes again. But it was tough going, but did plenty of walking, and I joined Slimming World. I was there for about 8 weeks. Then I thought I can do this myself, and I did it myself, so...
But don't go back on the takeaways. My goodness, if you've managed to get the best part of 10 stone off, you'd be a fool to go back on the takeaways. Like, I hope down in Dublin you're doing some walking. You're not just eating out of the burger van at Tala Park.
Oh, no. We've done a wee bit of walking since we've come down. We parked a wee bit away and we walked over to the stadium. So.
Yeah, but well done on that. That's some challenge to lose that amount of weight. And fair play to Slimming World as well for getting you going. You're deserving of praise, Hugh, because that's a difficult task.
Yeah, well, you know, it was difficult. When I started, it was 24 stone. And I thought, right, if I can get down to about 15 stone, never did I think I would ever be able to do it. But I was able to do it, you know, and I just kept going. And people were, you know, I was going to these wee things and people were, take a wee bun here and a wee bun there. It was very, very strict. And I just didn't. And I basically eat the same thing every night, chicken and fresh vegetables every single night. And a salad for my lunch, and I didn't nibble. And I just managed to get through each day, and I walked for at least two miles every day, and a wee bit more at weekends, and the weight just came off.
Well done, seriously, well done indeed. It takes discipline. Gary, he's deserving of praise, no doubt.
He is indeed, Frank, I told you. And here, he's still on. While he's out walking, I jog by him, so tell him to get the jogging going.
Oh, you're deadly. Cheers, lads. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.